On a match day, my uncle Ray Prosser would walk down to the park from his home in St. Cadoc's, Pontypool. He always walked down to the park, would never drive or accept a lift. Perhaps he used the time to settle his mind by running through the game tactics. If he did so, it would be for the umpteenth time, totally absorbed by the passion he felt for Pontypool rugby. He could always tell if Uncle Ray was walking down Penycarn Hill, for the passing cars would blow their horns in greeting and he would raise his hand in acknowledgement. But his mind would definitely be somewhere else if it was a match day. After the team talk, Uncle Ray would take his bench in front of the stand where he would watch the game. I remember back in 1973, when I was a little girl, that Pontypool hadn't won a championship for years. But this was their big chance, for if they beat London Welsh that Easter Monday, Poole would win that year's championship. The crowd was phenomenal, a sea of red, white and black. The town was electrified with excitement, and mighty Poole rose to the occasion with a magnificent win. As the chant of "Poole! Poole!" went up in a great crescendo, so the sun shone down from heaven, as if every person who had worked in the industries that built our town rejoiced, for there were great things ahead. Oh, those were truly the glory days of Pontypool rugby football. Home games were magical. Town would be buzzing, alive with excitement. There was a wonderful feeling of expectation. It was electrifying. Car parks full, town full, standing room only in every pub, and they'd be spilling out of the rugby club. Away games were just as exciting. When Poole played at the Arms Park, the sheer number of Pontypool supporters blocked the motorways and they had to delay the match for 15 minutes to get all the Pontypool supporters in the grounds. In 1983, they played Swansea in the WRU Cup final. The motorways were chock-a-block with Pontypool supporters, travelling to Cardiff to watch the match. The crowd was massive, and the chant of "Poole! Poole!" deafening. What a win, Pontypool 18, Swansea 6. Ray Prosser liked to get the team back to Pontypool as quickly as he could. Once they'd showered, dressed and had some food, they were on the team coach back home to Pontypool. He was a great believer that if any money was to be spent on celebrating, then it should be in Pontypool. He so loved this town. And the town was magnificent in its celebration. It seemed that every shop, pub and the rugby club were draped in red, white and black. Scarves, flags and banners. Oh, that excitement, that energy, but above all, the pride.